week, I asked Congress to schedule a final vote on reform that will give families and businesses more control over their health care by holding insurance companies more accountable. This comes after nearly a year of debate, as well as a seven-hour summit with Democrats and Republicans where we had a public and substantive discussion on health care. Since then, I've said that I'm willing to incorporate some ideas offered by Republicans, and we're eliminating special provisions that had no place in health care reform. Now, despite all the progress and improvements we've made, Republicans in Congress insist that the only acceptable course on health care is to start over. But you know what? The insurance companies aren't starting over. I just met with some of them on Thursday, and they couldn't give me a straight answer as to why they keep arbitrarily and massively raising premiums by as much as 60% in states like Illinois. If we don't act, they will continue to do this. They'll continue to drop people's coverage when they need it. They'll continue to refuse coverage based on pre-existing conditions. These practices will continue. And that's why we have to act now. That's why the United States Congress owes the American people an up or down vote on health insurance reform.
All right, act now, up or down. What say you, America? You know, we're beating the drum on this whole health care thing. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney on a Sunday into Monday across America. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Got to spend some time with the family, friends, or just kick back and read a good book. I don't know. Whatever it is that you like to do, I hope you had a few moments to yourself and had some time to enjoy it. Perhaps you were trying to watch the Oscars, but you were some of the millions that missed the first 20 minutes. Gotta love this. ABC and Cablevision in a big fat feud over money. Follow the money, even in the simplest things. So it was shut down, yeah. So there, you got to think about that. It's a Sunday night. There's people who are big movie fans and, you know, for whatever reason, want to check out the Oscars. Just to look at the people in their tuxedos, I don't know. And over 3 million people in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut had the access cut, snipped, baby. And then restored 20 minutes into the thing after they cut a deal. How about that? So that was the power. Cablevision decided that they were going to restore the signal. And they didn't disclose much on the dispute, but there was apparently a stalemate, as we like to say, that led ABC's parent company, the Walt Disney folks, to pull the programming from Cablevision. And It hurt the viewers who were trying to watch the Oscars. Yeah. And a lot of people watch the Oscars. I mean, you know, 50 million, I don't know, 60 million. We'll see what the numbers ultimately are. Perhaps not as many as watch the Super Bowl, but it's somewhere up there anyway. They got their Oscars back, so they missed a couple of minutes of, you know, some of the jokes, I think, at the beginning. But the meaty stuff always comes at the end anyway. Speaking of the Oscars, it was a big night for the Hurt Locker. We'll get into the who won thing a little bit later this hour. But first, right at the top, you heard the president there with the up and the down vote and health care. And ultimately, whether or not we're going to have health care. I like the way he put it that, hey, listen, we've had a year of debate, 7 hours talking this out. Be with the Republicans, and there's no more time for this waiting. There's no more time as the premiums are going up and the pre-existing conditions, so the time to act is now. Fair question, is the time to act right now, or is it better to punt, set up a timetable, and get more input? If all the special provisions are taken out, the public option is taken out, and you show me a one-page, or maybe that's not realistic, let's say maybe a 30-page health document that we can all read because this is about transparency, post it, let's go for it, let's see ultimately when you combine the House and the Senate and if you can get the votes, what it will look like. Then you're talking. But I don't think it's going to look like that at all. With all the earthquakes that have happened around the world and all the people that need our help, we're getting really thin troop rise, right? So Haiti, a little bit upset because the U.S. is pulling troops from Haiti. I saw Sean Penn on some show over the weekend talking about the fact that this is America's chance to stand tall. And if we would just help the people of Haiti instead of leaving, what an indelible mark we would make on the world and those people there. Haitians, most of them now still are trying to find their way, still are trying to find shelter in some cases. They do have tents set up, and people are getting food and whatnot, but there's still about 500,000 people that have, you know, been in an uncomfortable spot, particularly with the onset of the rainy season. See, this is the sad thing about what happened in Haiti. First you have this earthquake, and now you have hurricane season bearing down on them, and or coming up around the bend too, and it's catastrophic in some cases, because now they're going to be dealing with flood waters. But the drawdown of troops is, I don't think, is a sign that there's no commitment to Haiti, but only that security has to be on the shoulders of the peacekeepers, of the UN peacekeeping forces there. Remember, most of what the UN deploys, in fact, was in Haiti. And they had big numbers there to begin with. So how many forces are left still hasn't really been determined. I think that the general on the ground, who's the head of the U.S. Southern Command, he's running that Haiti operation, and the UN and the Haitian government are working that all out. So it's not like a mass exodus overnight. The UN is working on the food convoys, and they're working on trying to help the people get back on their feet as fast as they can. But I think it's a question of America can't afford to keep those troops there. You've got, what did we have? You have Haiti, then Chile, and you had an earthquake in Turkey, although that's a lot smaller. But there's no way that we can afford to just indefinitely keep a giant chunk of troops on the ground in Haiti. I don't think it's possible. Yes, a lot of troops are leaving, but you still have the peacekeeping force, certainly, that is there. So it's not as though they're abandoned and don't have any help. It's going to be a tough situation, certainly, no matter what. Speaking of a tough situation, I'm going to throw this on you right at the top of this. Do you know Iraq had another election? We knew the election was coming up, but I think because of everything that's happening here, it kind of got lost in the sauce. The good news is there was a major turnout at the polls. I mean, that, do we have some applause from the studio audience in Minnesota? I think that's terrific. Because you think of all the soldiers, I mean, the Americans and others, and what they did in so many years in Iraq, and here we are second time around. 2005, it was tighter than a drum, if you remember, the soldiers trying to protect the people. 36 people were killed, but that's it. So, yeah, there were some sad moments. You don't want anybody to get killed just trying to vote. But the fact that the people around the country were able to go to the polls and were able to vote for their government, whether it's going to be Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki again, who now suddenly has become a lot more popular, or the main challenger, I think that's terrific, and it shows that, yes, there's democracy in action in the Middle East, and it's right there in little old Iraq. Stay with us.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Peter Krachnabel from Midas Resources. Today is March 5th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 11:34:10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11.64.94, $582.47 for a half ounce, and $291.24 for a quarter ounce. $11.64.94, $582.47, and $291.24.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Healthcare, of course, right at the top, and you heard what the president said ultimately, the yada yada yada, forget the Republicans, we met, here's what's going on, it's an up or down vote, and you know, we'll see. The majority certainly was in the Senate, the Democrats, and they can't get that majority to go the way that of health care, so it certainly reeks of reconciliation. Quickly, I'm going to throw this in. The Hurt Locker won as Best Picture, and Kathryn Bigelow won for the first time female director, not the first time female director, but the first female to win as Best Director, and took a slew of other awards, too. And I don't know if any of you have seen The Hurt Locker or not. The Hurt Locker has only made $14 million in the U.S. Man, that's like less than 2% of Avatar and what Avatar raked in across the board. But, you know, The Hurt Locker, I'll tell you, I've talked to a couple of soldiers about this movie. Hey, what did you think of The Hurt Locker? Because there was a little bit of controversy about it. And all of the soldiers that I talked about thought that it was pretty right on, that they liked the perspective that Jeremy Renner, the guy that was the bomb expert, what he portrayed of what was it like, and the feeling that you have in going to the different areas of the country. And they, you know, they filmed this in Jordan, but the whole idea of it is around this, a bomb squad and detonating, you know, detonating the bombs where they kill people, getting rid of the bombs. And they said it's absolutely thumbs up that it's right on almost every soldier that I've talked to. So when people are saying, oh, The Hurt Locker, I don't know what they're talking about, because it's, I don't think it's a negative portrayal. I mean, to me, it shows, the reality of war. I mean, I think that's what I got from it myself personally. Let's go to Stu, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
First of all, go Cats go. They won again today.
Woo-hoo! respect, Stu Getz.
I knew that, that was coming. I knew it was coming. You
it's
had
great.
One day. Yeah, they did.
You gotta love that. You gotta love the cats.
I'm telling you. Went to church today, and I swear it was all blue and white in the whole church. Everybody wearing blue and white.
Oh, that's neat.
Sean Penn's worried about what?
Sean Penn was on a show, and he was saying how this is the way, you know, what's happening in Haiti is awful, and now the Americans are starting to draw back the troops, the United States is starting to draw back some of the troops that have been over there, that, geez, this is our chance to make a statement. It's horrible what's happening to these people, and if we were there and we would take care of them, we'd put resources there, and we would do all these things, that we would come off as the knights in shining armor, and it would just be a very incredible thing for the United States to do. And I'm thinking to myself, but we've already invested a bunch of money and lives there.
Does he think anybody takes him serious, for Christ's sake? It's McColwood. I mean, McColwood. The Green Mile, I never got to see that, but, I mean, it's McColwood from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And then, really, the only videos he's been making the most is TMZ.
That's true, isn't it?
He's a photographer. I mean, he's a joke. He's like Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins. Listen, this is the best thing they can do.
They've
got lots of money because they fly all over the place. They're always plastering their crap on TV. Mm-hmm. They're so liberal, it's makes you disgusted. Why don't they take about $10 million apiece of their own money? Because, you know, Tim and Susan were never married anyway, so he has his money, she has her money, and she's done dumped him anyway. She's getting Social Security now. She's old enough to get it, so she should be living all right. Because she thinks the government will take care of her. Isn't that what she thinks?
So you're saying, why don't they just take their own money and pony it up? Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, really. I mean, seriously, she's the one that thinks it's government's place to take care of everybody. So she don't need her money anymore. She's on the Social Security. I'm sure she can pay off them big debts she's got on her Social Security that the government's going to help her out on.
Mm-hmm.
And send that money over there and shut the hell up about the United States government and the taxpayers sending more and more and more and more money when I promise you when it's said and done, Sean Penn, Susan Sarandon, and Tim Robbins, and I throw them in there because they're two big liberal quacks just as bad as Sean Penn. They all pay, I'd almost guarantee they pay less taxes than most of us.
Oh, definitely.
By the time they're done with their write-offs and all their other crap, they come out better than we do.
Because yeah, I'm not going to argue with you. I agree with you. Absolutely. They come out better than we do. Yes.
So let them send their money over there. Shut up. Stay off my TV. I'm getting tired of every time I turn on TV, I see this Sean Penn chasing somebody who's got TMZ across the front of them. Crying out loud. The guy can't even make a movie anymore. I mean, it disgusts me. And wants us to leave our troops over there to look good to America, look good to the rest of the country or the world. I mean, give me a break. Does he want us to go over and help Iran get all their problems straight, too?
Well, and that's the point. The point is, I mean, how much thinner can we be stretched anyway? I mean, we have a voluntary military, Stu. You know that. And so where are we putting these guys? You know, we responded immediately. I think, and in fact, the United States was massively criticized right after the Haiti thing. And I thought, that's ridiculous. We're getting there as soon as we can. It's not the Americans' fault that the buildings collapsed and we can't clear the streets just by snapping our fingers.
I mean, is he wants to be nice, go over to help Ahmadinejad clean up his streets, too. I mean, we'll send military over there, and he can do with whatever he wants with them. I mean, because, you know, they're all, you know, he was friends with what it, and went down and had a big meeting with
Chavez.
Fidel Castro.
Yeah, well, yeah, and also
no,
Chavez.
Chavez.
Chavez, yeah.
Yeah, he's a jackass. I really believe he does it for publicity, no other reason. I mean, honestly, what was the last movie he done, Green Mile?
No, he won Academy Award for that Harvey Milk movie. Remember that one about the gay mayor in San Francisco?
That was the guy that got shot, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the Nancy Pelosi. He says, oh, it reminds me of the 70s when Harvey Milk got shot. Yeah. Remember with the teabaggers, that's what she said.
Yes.
All this happened in San Francisco in the late 70s when Harvey got shot.
Yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I swear, those guys, they always want us to leave our military here and there. I don't know why they don't run for office.
That could be happening. You never know.
I might run for office next time.
Yes, do it.
Hell yeah. I think I'm going to run for president. Thanks, Kate. I appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Wildcatter. So Stu making a point, I made the mention of the fact that Sean Penn was railing about that it would be, wouldn't it be great if we could leave our military there? And he didn't say, wouldn't it be great? That this is the United States' chance to make a statement and, you know, to do something to help these people. I mean, it's awful what's happened in Haiti, so that's no joking matter. And, of course, immediately many Americans, many of you responded, sent, you know, if you only had $5 in your pocket, probably half of you gave $5. The amounts of money that poured out of America was huge, and a lot of that money, it comes from just the everyday Joe that doesn't have a lot of dough to spend to disposable income. So bravo. I think America has responded quite nicely. And in trying to, you know, other groups trying to get there and sending over care packages and whatnot. But it's not realistic to say you can leave all the troops there and then also go in and try to reset and establish other things. Because you got to remember, and this was another criticism of the United States, Haiti has its own government, whether it's chaotic or we think it's archaic or a banana republic or whatever you want to label it, doesn't matter. It's not our government. So yet the United States took the lead once again, went in and tried to help out, and Americans are still helping out, and they're not going to stop helping the people of Haiti, and I think that's the point. I don't think people are just going to suddenly completely wash their hands of it. And his point and what he was saying is, well, now you don't see anything about Haiti. You don't see it on the news channels, and people aren't talking about it because news moves as fast as lightning moves, right? So you can't focus everything on Haiti because they just had this thing that happened in Chile, got the situation with Gitmo and about 15 other things even higher ranked than that I could mention. So I think people still are doing things in Haiti. It's just not getting as much coverage. Hang with us.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Going into the vault and pulling out a little Madonna. You know, speaking of Madonna, here's a show that Stu in Kentucky would probably even like. There's a show that I happen to catch, and I never watch a lot of network television, but I happen to see this show called The Marriage Ref. I guess Jerry Seinfeld put it together, and actually it's kind of funny. The guy, I don't even know who the guy is who hosts it, but he's decent. And they had on this first show... No, this is what we call a non sequitur. We had on this first show Eva Longoria and Tina Fey and Jerry Seinfeld, and then they show these clips of arguments the couples have, and they decide who's right. The ref does, the man or the woman, and it was actually pretty funny. I can't even believe I'm saying this because I hate those kind of shows, but it was pretty funny. And Madonna is on the next one with Larry, I've never even seen her on TV, with Larry David and Ricky Gervais, who I think is hilarious, is a British comedian. So I can imagine that that might be interesting to check out. I'm not a shill for whatever network it is that's airing it, but I'm sure you could find it as we are always bombarded with so many promos. Sit in front of the TV, flip around for 5 minutes, and you'll know what network it's on. It's probably NBC because of Seinfeld, so I'm thinking it's an NBC deal. But anyway, I'm going off on a different tangent. One thing they won't show you, because it's usually the typical couples thing over furniture or who's fixing what or some horrible habit your partner has. One thing they won't probably show is the serious political conversations you might have with your spouse over, like, healthcare, for example. And we played at the top of this the president talking about the time. It's the time is now for the up or down vote. And naturally, there are a lot of people that don't agree with that, including some centrist Democrats. Here was one of the rebuttals from a Republican Congressman Parker Griffith out of Alabama. And here's why he said that this is just completely off the rails when it comes with what Americans want.
Hello, I'm Dr. Parker Griffith. I have the great privilege to represent Alabama's 5th Congressional District. In the next 10 days, Democrats in Washington will try and jam through a massive government takeover of health care. It would raise taxes, slash Medicare benefits, and destroy American jobs. It would put federal bureaucrats in charge of medical decisions that should be made by patients and doctors, and it must be stopped. The American people have said loudly and clearly that they do not want this job-killing government takeover of care. They want us to start over with a clean sheet of paper and a step-by-step approach focused on lowering costs for families and small businesses. But President Obama and Speaker Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid refuse to listen to the American people. For them, health care reform has become less about the best reforms and more about what best fits Washington knows best mentality. Less about helping patients and more about scoring political points. This is no idle observation. I've witnessed it firsthand. You see, two Januaries ago, I was sworn into office as an independent conservative Democrat. But like so many Americans, I became increasingly concerned that the policies being pushed by Democrats in Washington were dangerous for our country and out of step with our values.
All right. So I think pretty much this is what we've talked about over and over and over and over and over again on America Tonight. Now, you might disagree, and I say this all the time. I'm inviting anybody in on this conversation, 800-259-5791. You might think his assessment is all wrong. I really think in looking at the polls, it's pretty clear. Even anybody that would want to label themselves a Democrat and they would want to talk about feeling like we need health care reform, I think there's no doubt that everybody agrees that we need health care reform. The question is more about the specifics. It's more about truly what would we get delivered in all the rhetoric and nonsense that we're hearing in Washington. And I said this before, and I think it's probably the best way to sum it up. It's just the bill of goods, so easy for me to say, right? The bill of goods that we've been sold right from the very beginning. There is an art of persuasion, and they just don't have it, the Democrats don't, when it comes to health care, because they messed it up in the beginning. Whatever they were trying to push through, whatever they were trying to get people in the United States to believe, this is what this is, here's the legislation, we're being transparent, it never, ever came off. And I think they got off on the wrong foot when it was, okay, we're going to take a break in August, so let's hurry and get this through before we take that break. And it was a couple of weeks before that. So that wasn't going to happen. That gets out there. Then there's meetings. There's confusion as to what does it mean. None of the politicians can really explain it. None of the politicians could even read all the material or everything that was in the bills that were being proposed because they were too big. There was too much to the bills. So aides were reading it. That was a problem. There were so many things that went wrong in the selling of this. And that's when you have to punt. It's like a bad idea. Hey, we're making this commercial. We have the money in-house, and I can't believe it. We landed a huge account. But once you spin out of the box and you spin out wrong and the commercial doesn't go right, I mean, it's funny. I brought up Jerry Seinfeld and The Marriage Ref, and I don't know how many people of you are paying close attention to this, but the Microsoft wars with Apple and, you know, the I'm a PC, I'm a Mac commercial and how successful that has been for the Macs, how successful it's been for them and the fun they've had taking shots and how furious supposedly Bill Gates is behind the scene. So they try to come up with their own spin. And they did, I forget what they spent on it, but this was probably about a year ago. They spent a crazy amount of money to have Jerry Seinfeld do this commercial. And it just, whoever wrote the commercial, whatever they were pretending to do, just fell so flat. It was an awful, awful spot. It just didn't come off right. Nobody got it. And it did nothing to raise the awareness of, oh, yeah, that's cool. I get it. Yeah. They've already lost that war. They've lost the war with Apple, and that's a perfect case a case in point. So in a different way, and I know you really have to stretch your imagination here, but healthcare, it's the same thing. It was never, ever sold right to begin with. So in selling it incorrectly, it didn't have a lot of chance with most of us, even if there was a chance to reach across to everybody, regardless of their personal convictions and their politics and all that other sort of stuff. It never, ever made it out of the box correctly. Maybe that's the problem. The Democrats or the White House need to hire better PR people around them. Maybe they need to replace. I had a show on this one time, and I invited all of you to call if you were going to give a pink slip to anybody in that administration who was hired by the administration. Who would it be? I think some of the Chicago cronies have really tripped up in the way that they handle some of the issues that the president is trying to peddle. There have been a couple of major gaffes that didn't need to happen. Speaking about gaffes, this perhaps would be my blunder of the day. 2 days before his official trip to Afghanistan, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad called the terrorist attacks of September 11th a big lie intended to pave the way for the invasion of a war-torn nation. Ahmadinejad, who, you know, obviously pounds the West and Israel, said the attack on U.S. soil was just a scenario and a sophisticated intelligence measure. That's what it was about. Just a flat-out lie that is supposed to be a pretext for fighting terrorism and setting the grounds for sending troops to Afghanistan. I'm sorry. It's not the first time Ahmadinejad has made some bizarre leap. Remember, and I think I brought it up a couple of weeks ago, in the past, he constantly denies the existence of the Holocaust, which we know claimed the lives of at least 6 million Jews during World War II, and has said that Israel should just flat out be wiped off the map. Now, he's doing that on purpose. He's planting seeds, you know, fighting words, seeds of hate, whatever it is that they can throw out there. So this was a way to take a jab at the U.S. because there's been pressure lately on the whole nuclear enrichment thing. And the timing is curious because of the visit to Afghanistan, because he's meeting with Hamid Karzai, who is getting, what, backing of the United States, of course. And Ahmadinejad is blaming problems in that country on the foreign troops. It is, by the way, the one-day trip is the first for both of them since they were reelected, Ahmadinejad and Hamid Karzai. You know, if you could be a fly on the wall and listen to that conversation, like I'm saying, the unplugged conversation, nobody's in there. There's no reporting on what's being said. It's just one-on-one, Karzai and Ahmadinejad. Ooh, I would love to hear what they say, especially particularly about the United States involvement. And he's setting the table, Ahmadinejad is, to take a big slam at the U.S. I mean, look, all wacko all the time. No matter what you think of 9/11 or any of the mysteries that surround investigations and all that sort of stuff, I mean, give me a break on what he's saying. And it's purposely done for a reason, to kick the United States. And, I mean, is it not scary that this guy's going to have some kind of a nuclear weapon? I mean, to me, that's obviously what his whole game plan is. Come on. Coming back on the flip side, we can count. Stay with us.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. covered. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 Truth Group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
The three dreaded letters topping We Can Count this time around. AIG, American International Group, closing in on a big fat deal to sell its foreign life insurance unit to MetLife for about $15 billion in cash and stock. So that would give it, I don't know, more than 20% of MetLife. How about that? I just even hate talking about AIG. Why, oh, why did I bring that up? So we go from that fabulous company, the insurer, which is trying to pay back the government after a $182.3 billion taxpayer-funded rescue. They're trying to do what they can, is what they say, and that's why they're making these deals. Uh-huh. How about this? Ben Franklin is getting a little bit of a makeover, and that would be the $100 bill. So trying to stay ahead of counterfeiters, the government's planning this new design. It's going to be unveiled next month. The wraps will come off the facelift for old Ben. They're going to have a ceremony at the what they call the cash room at the Treasury Department, or actually at the department's site of the Ulysses Grant's first inaugural ball in 1869, so April 21st. And, you know, the 100 is a pretty big deal. So you got all the usual suspects there. Timmy Geithner and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke are going to do the honors of unveiling the new $100 bill. Training materials, they say, on the new $100 bill for those who handle cash are available in 25 languages starting on April 21st. You know how you find out all that info? You go to newmoney.gov. Who knew? so you can find out everything. You know, when the cashier, like, lifts up your 20 to see if it's not counterfeit? I see that all the time. All right, this isn't counterfeit. This was real do-re-mi. It is Oscar weekend, and we're going to talk about the Oscars when it comes to numbers here in a second. But Disney's Alice in Wonderland was a huge hit. I mean, a huge hit. It is the biggest 3D flick, it's looking like it, certainly in March release ever, and the highest grossing movie of 2010, $41 million on Friday, $44.3 million on Saturday. At this point, they don't even know. There's still much more to come, I think, for this movie. It was it's so far in the opening week, $116.3 mil. Wow. So that blows away Avatar's first Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll see where it goes. That is a huge chunk of change. I went to the movies over the weekend to see Ghost Rider, and there was a giant line to go to see Alice in Wonderland, and it was peppered with young kids. I mean, not everybody in that line, they weren't all older. It was kind of a mixed bag, but it snaked around this giant theater, and they had a bunch of screens showing it, and I'm not surprised, I guess. When I looked at how many people were out there, I thought, wow, this is going to be clearly some kind of a hit, but I didn't know it was going to make that much. All right, stick with We Can Count. How about this? Obama's policies are projected to add how much to the debt by 2020? We got to pound this number into your head. $9.7 trillion. Whew. I read about that in the Washington Post over the weekend. That's what we're talking about over the next decade. I think these are numbers that we've floated around before. The 10-year budget outlook, or the 10-year outlook released by the Congressional Budget Office, is a little bit gloomier than the White House projections, which found that Obama's budget request would produce deficits that would add about $8.5 trillion by 2020. But they're saying no, $9.7 trillion. Isn't that nice? The CBO and the White House are pretty much in agreement about the short-term budget picture, however. Both predict a deficit of $1.5 trillion this year. That's a post-World War II record. And a $1.3 trillion in 2011. The CBO, not very optimistic about future years, predicting, in fact, that deficits would never fall below 4% of the economy under Obama's policies and would begin to grow rapidly after 2015. You think of those deficits. I mean, that's, the Treasury is going to have to borrow. And the national debt will be soaring to, what, 90%? It's like the Post said, 90% of the economy by 2020. The interest payments on the debt would be $800 billion over that time period. $800 billion? Ooh. Look for taxes to perhaps go up. All right, let's stick with the numbers and have a little fun with this on the sports side of things. Sports Illustrated released a poll of the NBA's dirtiest players, and I love how they did this poll. The mag asked 173 players for their responses, and the winner by a huge majority was Raptors forward Reggie Evans. Yeah. The rest of the top five include a couple of big names, and that would also be relatable to one of the best players in the world. I mean, best is a term, though, you can talk about what you mean by best in a lot of different ways. I always argue about this with when we're talking about players. But there is no doubt Reggie Evans captured that one. He had 21% of the vote. Ron Artest, this isn't a surprise, from the Lakers, the forward there, 13%. Also, Kobe Bryant made the list with 4%. 4%, wow. So there were some that also made the list that, you know, like the NBA's leading fouler, the Wizards forward center, Fabrizio Berto, he made the list barely. And they did this on a survey of 173 players, like I said. Matt, you heard what I just mentioned about the dirtiest players. Ron Artest would absolutely make the list. I'm not surprised by Reggie Evans, are you?
I don't watch enough NBA basketball to really know about Reggie Evans.
But you know Ron Artest.
But I know Artest, and I'm not surprised at all that Kobe's on there either.
No, I'm not either. I've seen him pull a few things, and he always gets the
He's
the blessing.
He's a huge whiner, too.
He is. He always.
Yeah, I got this for Kobe. Oh, right there. That's my Kobe Bryant.
He is a huge whiner. He is the king of selling it. You know that whole thing about selling it, and that's what he does. He tries to come off like, I didn't do it.
Every time he misses a shot, he gets fouled in his mind.
I know.
And then if he falls somebody, he just puts his arms up and just can't believe it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you pulled a
foul on me?
My
elbow was up
really?
His nose and his nose is bleeding? I can't believe you say that.
No, I'm done with the NBA. I like college basketball, but I'm not a fan of the NBA anymore. It's turned into, I don't know, not a good league in my opinion.
It's
not a
turned
very good
into a
product.
Stars league only, and then
right.
That's exactly what it is. If they want to sell tickets, it's all about the circus comes to town so the best players don't get any of the calls. It's a whole different world than it used to be.
And
yeah.
They take like 5 steps with the ball. Yep. There's no traveling in the NBA anymore.
Yep. You see, you're right. All you have to do is tape a game, tape a couple quarters, and you'll see exactly what he's talking about, and the calls are ridiculous. Okay, so let's quickly turn to the Academy Awards. When it comes to We Can Count, the big one is in the category of director. For the first time ever in the 82 years of the Academy, a woman has won as director, Catherine Bigelow, and it's for a movie called The Hurt Locker that you've heard me mention before. Also in this category, they won original screenplay. Best Picture is really the big one, though. They won that award. And this is a movie, for the first time, raked in just $14 million. It's one of the all-time lowest ever at the box office. You can bet they'll be pumping it out there, and more people will probably be going to see it. So that won't be the only total, and then you have DVD and everything. But from the numbers point of view, that's incredible. The mere amount of money that it's raked in and how many people have actually seen it then. A lot of people don't know what you're talking about when you talk about a Hurt Locker. So the numbers for the people watching, they're predicting maybe 50 million. That's a pretty big number, I'd have to say. And also, quickly, there's an actor that I've seen play character roles, and I thought he was just absolutely terrific, and here it is on Oscar night. But Ron Silver died at the age of 62. He was on The West Wing, if you ever watched that television show, but he was also in a bunch of different movies that I really, really liked. And he's one of those guys that you would recognize when he popped up on screen. Oh, that's the guy. So dead at the age of 62. Remember, America, we still live in the greatest country in the face of the earth. Just reach out and grab that brass ring. It's there.